This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tye.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. The proposed Menominee Hard Rock Casino in Kenosha is still in the news, despite the rejection of the plan by Governor Walker. Last week, supporters of the casino offered to kick in $200 million toward a proposed basketball arena in downtown Milwaukee if the governor would reconsider and approve the Kenosha development. But that proposal was quickly rejected by the Walker administration.
And that puzzled some observers of the situation and has led to questions about why the casino proposal was rejected after such long consideration. Bruce Murphy writes about those questions in his role as editor and columnist at UrbanMilwaukee.com, and he's with us on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, this was not so much an 11th hour offer as it was maybe a 13th hour offer. The backers of the Kenosha Casino floated the idea of contributing to a Milwaukee arena after the casino had already been rejected, or so we're told. So first of all, why do you think it's surprising that the governor and his administration dismissed the idea out of hand?
Well, you know, you have to start with the fact that here is the casino, Kenosha casino people saying, we will pay for the NBA arena. Now, this is a project, they have been trying to get some kind of funding for a new NBA arena. This has been discussed since 1999. That's how much of a hot potato it is. And it's not a certainty that this plan by Walker to use this so-called jock tax will pass. And even if it does, there are legislators who might be worried that, we've had in the past a legislator recalled, George Petek, for voting for the Miller Park funding. So it's a hot potato. And so here you've got the casino saying, well, we'll take this off your hands and we'll pay for it entirely. It's hard to imagine that you wouldn't seriously consider that offer.
Well, and some have raised the question of, well, why wasn't this part of the plan from an earlier stage? But you write that some evidence exists that another version of this plan actually was floated some time ago.
Well, in fact, that's what Gary Bisaw and Jim Allen, the two folks behind the Kenosha Casino, said that they made this offer back in October, and at that point it was $100 million, and there doesn't seem to be anyone disputing that.
And at the time, the governor was still in a reelection campaign.
Yes, and it's worth speculating that perhaps he was in, because the thought at the time was that Walker was going to approve the Kenosha Casino after the election, and he could have gone to the taxpayers and said, "I'm approving this, and plus they're going to provide $100 million for this NBA arena." So that seemed like a likely scenario until recently when Walker turned the whole thing down.
Well, you write about this contention now that the governor and his secretary of administration make that state taxpayers could still be on the hook for payments to the Potawatomi tribe if the Menominees are allowed to build the casino. What is that claim about, and where is it flawed in your analysis?
Well, it's based on the fact that the 2005 compact provided some protection for the Potawatomi from any competitor within 50 miles. But for starters, the Walker administration had an outside attorney look at this, and he concluded that it was unlikely the Potawatomi would push this issue because even if they won the dispute, it would go back to their contract, then would revert to the 1998 contract, under which they would lose 2,000 slot machines. So basically, he concluded that there wasn't much to worry about with this. Now, in the course of doing my story, I interviewed several national experts on Indian gaming, several attorneys dealing with this issue. All of them said they saw no threat here to the taxpayers in terms of litigation.
Well, and so then who was it that the governor apparently listened to? I mean, you write that it was the Secretary of Administration who basically issued the memo in this case, right?
Yes. I mean, Walker, he released a statement, and then he said, he several times cited the memorandum done by the Secretary of Administration, Mike Hipsch, who is not an attorney and, by the way, is not a graduate of college.
Well, so then, given Scott Walker's opposition to any number of projects and programs from high-speed rail to healthcare for fear that the taxpayers could be on the hook, what do you see as behind his opposition to a proposal that almost certainly would carry no taxpayer risk?
Well, one suspicion out there, of course, is that this is all about pleasing Iowa conservatives who came forward, wrote him a letter, and said that they did not want him to back this Kenosha casino. And obviously we know that Iowa would be very critical to Walker's hopes of winning the Republican presidential primary.
And the Iowa conservatives wanted him to reject this because they are just in general opposed to casino gambling?
Exactly.
So these Iowa conservatives presumably have less opposition to his public financing model for a basketball arena in Milwaukee, or is it just seen as a less risky proposition in his eyes?
I don't think they care about that issue. You know, the casino raises issues in terms of, you know, it's a vice. I guess they don't consider basketball a vice. Neither do I.
Some have pointed also to the influence of a conservative donor named Sheldon Adelson, and I gather we don't know anything for certain about a connection in this case, but what's the issue people are looking at as far as Adelson goes?
So the theory on Adelson is that he is involved in the gaming industry, competes with Indian gaming operations, and might love to get some kind of footprint in Wisconsin as well. And he has been a big contributor to Republican candidates.
So is this issue likely to drive a wedge between the governor and some of his historically staunchest supporters in the legislature?
Well, that will be very interesting to see because, frankly, there are Republican legislators for whom this is sort of a hold-your-nose piece of legislation, the idea of supporting the Bucks Arena. They're not that crazy about it. And the fact that you've got the Kenosha Casino folks basically offering what over a 25-year period would be $1.7 billion to the taxpayers, that's a lot of money to turn down.
To say nothing for the number of jobs that it would reportedly create, which is why some historic allies of the governor, such as Robin Voss, are in favor of this, right?
Yeah, and of course he's in that region. The Republicans in the Racine-Kenosha region really want to see this casino. We're talking 8,000 jobs. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue it's going to generate, and the study suggests that 80% of that is going to come from customers from Illinois.
So at the end of the day, why isn't this casino just being built in Illinois?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's been a lot of talk about that. Jim Allen, the head of Hard Rock, said that, you know, if Wisconsin doesn't do it, he thinks it's likely to happen in Illinois. But others say there are reasons why it won't happen there. So I don't know. What we do know is the projection is there's 8 million people in this region who would be potential customers for a casino.
Well, as we have been saying for probably the last 2 years, to be continued.
Exactly.
Bruce Murphy, thanks.
My pleasure.
Bruce Murphy is editor and columnist at UrbanMilwaukee.com. You'll find a link to his column about Governor Walker's rejection of the Kenosha Casino at WUWM.com.
We meet up with Lake Effect's auto contributor at the nation's largest auto show when we return in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.